is great. This is great.
Did you make the announcement?
You're gonna make the announcement.
Is that right?
Bobby, that was, yeah, that's Bobby.
Oh, that's right, yes, before I hear him here.
But this is Mars.
It zeroes in on the problem.
Yeah, it's your whole thing is sending the papers 2 or 3 days, and I drive them, and I got it.
And we're gonna get a terrific call. We're gonna get Chappy out of Illinois, who is the great, you know, he's 39 years old, he's Jewish, he's tough, but understood the minorities and all that jazz, you know. And so where do we go out? But the other thing is that in terms of this fellow, I guess the reason I talk about it this way is this fellow right on the oyster. He's just pathological about it. I said, Ken, let's cut it back. He says, no, he's too kind. He says, I told him, just too kind.
Well, I am.
Well, what is the matter here, Tom Lindsay? Mitchell's in this morning house, and he told me, I just talked to him about it, and he said, he thought you and Frank had done everything, but he said, Lindsay's lost all his good people. He said, Lindsay can't keep anybody. And that the city's a mess, and he raised the problem of the Seabury Health Commission that you mentioned to me. Are you going to do that, John?
Well, we just can't. We don't think his problem is corruption as much as inefficiency. It's just incompetent.
I see.
So, if I go see...
How about Capitol?
We're talking now of a Hoover Commission. Go to Capitol.
Capitol's the man.
Yeah, go to Capitol, but refer to it as a Hoover type commission,
exactly.
Rather than secret.
Exactly. You're right, it's the wrong connotation.
So you're actually an indication of...
But the Hoover Commission is terrific. I mean,
exactly.
Capitol's the ideal man. I think he would.
I'm going to talk to him, I'm going to take a look at what he did.
You know, he grew up, he lived and worked there, and this fall would do. But the main thing is he'll program. He just doesn't know you appointed that commission. You want him to come back there and come out on the side of the city.
No, I said I know what you mean.
The other thing is that we are finding some other ways to as we go on. We have loosed up the center to the summer youth program to 900,000. We may get it. But the indications don't. As far as the numbers are concerned, I noticed a story that David News a few days ago indicating he cut the last chapter. That is not the case. It's because the city has cut what it is doing. And I see what's going on. We are putting more. But we are going to try to find a way to see. We're going to have to do it through your office, too, to see that you get it. It's the highest priority possible. The other thing I was going to say, and I want to cover briefly in Rochester, we will not have mayors. We shouldn't have for obvious reasons. And second, therefore, it will simply be a media briefing on domestic policy for the out of the foreign policy to myself alone, but everything else will be domestic for the Northeast. And we do not want to announce that we're going to be there on the 18th. We don't want to announce it too much in advance due to the lead time for demonstrators.
Okay.
But I want you to know that the 18th is that if you could come, it would be fine. And they're very good, actually. You get all the top media people. We give them various domestic programs. And I come to the end and give them a rundown for a policy or answer some questions.
You know that Paul Miller is there, and he's the president of Associated Press, and has been at the
very, very strong.
Bankrupt. 18%. that all the taxes for them, first one over us, and we have to watch for our taxes. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. President, we just kind of raise the money. We're the highest in sales tax, highest in income tax, real property tax, and we cannot spend the kind of money we spend. Washington cannot finance the rate of growth of the nationwide.
Not, no way, not the ground we share it, but together.
John.
However, I think we have to bear in mind, and we should know in that kind of work, we have a very hard month next year. It would have been an idle gesture to suggest any tax thing this year because bills have indicated there'd be no tax this year. But next year, I think Nelson will have got to move on tax reform. Good. And I think we have got to move in a way that we can really talk to what, I don't know what the best answer is, remember we talked about it earlier, but there were manufacturers excise tax that can what you will, and so we need an additional source of revenue and a different source of revenue at the national level than the federal in the states and cities. We've got to be able to go to people and say, look, your property tax is going to be less.
Yes, I do. That's going to be very difficult to accomplish. Those are local taxes. The local governments, whether it's a county or a town or a village or a city, is pressed on money.
Yeah. Well, the point is, though, that if we provide it, it means one is going to have the option if they want to.
Great.
Well, we will do it. We can't tell. We can't first change the property tax, but we will provide. It, what it means is that your revenue sharing must be on a much larger basis so that property tax is
easy. I see. So that they will have the money and a remittance.
Most accurate. Yeah, that's what we do.
Another area that I worry about is the disparity of income tax levels between states. We're just driving business out of New York.
Yeah.
And
here's the biggest
time. John, lunch, John, this is the advisory committee. And we're losing businesses. Eastern Airlines moving to Florida. Shell Oil moving to Texas. No. Well, this is exactly it. Now, we're up with ours is 14, the city is 2, we'll give another 1, 1.5. That'll make up to 16.5%. And unless someday this country has a uniform income tax for all states, so that you don't get this artificial.
We've got to cut this one.
And on the end, otherwise we get an artificial stimulation for business to leave.
You can't have that kind of competition between states. It's just damn foolish.
It's all balanced.
This is either one country or it's 50 countries, and it's now changed. It's now become so mixed anyway. Now, the blacks have come north, and the problem is more north and south. Now, the industry's going south. That's right. Cotton's going out of business. I mean, the whole country is changing so rapidly.
So fast
that we can.
Really exciting.
Yeah, it's not, no. What you're going to have is, we're going to have a few things going on in foreign policy that we aren't talking about.
Great.
We'll tell us when we can. But this whole thing was kept completely out of the, but there's some other things that just, let me put it this way. The day is now June 4th, I don't want you to, and I can't be sure about any of these things, but some of them come by, if you're all sure. But just remember that on June 4th, I said there were some things going on. That you came in and I had to tell you.
Listen,
I'm not going to tell you.
Just got to say, so
don't have anything, everything, but don't worry about me before. attorneys took up a chance.
Mills
was getting a terrible heat of his.
And from the inside, too, somebody's on the committee.
The attorney, sure, and the committee. Russell Wong, the Senate side. Mills is being stubborn. And of course, Mr. Expect, and also a member of this court. This Denver, which has got a conference, it's got a conference. And it's got, I think, here's a professional.
Their accomplishments in the social fields. York City Democrats on Wednesday's push-on bill, let's say the president didn't. They said that this year there would be revenue share. So that sort of atmosphere of Democrats.
Boy, it's going to change. Bill's got to sit in that legislation. He couldn't dare. He got there and kill him. You're optimistic about this passage.
But just like the voice of the banks and the president's leadership,